Welcome back, fight finishers and struggle squashers, combat concluders and rivalry retirers, to another galactic and actic final fisticuffs here on Dead Men Roll No Crit. This is your referee and round counter, Patrick, here. Joining me and getting shackled in the shackles are my four friends for now, and your players, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. Hey, everybody.
We are here.
Hello.
Not dead yet, apparently.
Every once in a while, I get a W in as GM. Usually you guys are just like mopping the floor with everything I can think to throw at you. It happened in our home game of Agents of Edgewatch, Jabert, where I basically did party wipe a whole bunch of characters in one of the books. Yeah. And you guys were just like, all right, got to make a new characters. And then you brought back some of the old characters.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was, I think technically my character was the only one to actually die in that fight.
Yes. Like
everyone else technically survived, but everyone was just like, you know what, let's just make new characters anyway. That was fun.
You had two character deaths in the campaign so far. We're not done yet.
That's right.
Unbelievably.
You could always get another one. Yeah.
Yeah, you're standing out in a far above the crowd because it doesn't happen super often. I mean, it happens in our home campaign every once in a while. But kill Tyler in Cosmic Crit. That felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Or he kind of killed him.
Don't even try that on me.
I kept running into radiation-soaked rooms.
I was trying my best to ensure that the team won. That might have included a unfortunate sacrifice.
it's pretty rare that it happens, but yeah, I wouldn't call this a win for me. I would call this more of a draw, which is also very rare because Harrigan fled at the end of last week's episode. You did very much have him on the ropes, just like one or two rolls going the opposite direction, and this would be over.
I felt like that combat, if he decided just to hang in it, was going to just come down to, you know, two or three rolls, because it just whoever got the right dice at the right time was gonna stand at the top of that combat. I just made a note to make sure that I give Cassius an attack of opportunity as soon as I can, because I'm not gonna let the bad guy get away. Oh yeah, the swashbuckler gets an attack of opportunity, a possible attack of opportunity, like, I don't know, level 8? So
like you can take it as a pump or something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a swashbuckler feat. It's just straight up, oh, you get the attack of opportunity now. And there are a bunch of swashbuckler feats that work off attack of opportunities as well.
Attack of opportunities are great.
They're very great.
Good. And like, you really appreciate them in second edition, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
because they're so rare.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the pistol came into play, I was like, wow, but I'm going to be doing pistol stuff. But then there's like a gunslinger or a fighter feat that lets you use a ranged weapon with an attack of opportunity. And now I'm like, oh, there's a whole other build I should have done. And blah, 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 blah.
Tell you what, we'll finish Skull and Shackles and we'll just start it right back up again. You can make another build of Cassie.
We talked about this last night. I was telling Patrick.
We might do it. Just immediately start up a new campaign. Yeah, I definitely have the time and energy for another 200 episodes.
The prep is pretty much done, though.
So this week's episode starts very much where we were in Media Rest last week. B-team racing up the stairs from the second floor to the third to back you up. You see these four warrior women in black wings, maybe the wind dying out from Kendoso's spell, taking flight, following their quarry, their intended guardian for their weapons, following up to the tower keep above Fort Harrigan. They kind of looked poised to finish Kendoso off, but as soon as Harrigan fled, they let that up, and indeed, you know, maybe not menacing with their weapons, holding them for speed, race out of the room. Indeed, Bartleby, Kovic, Sharga, and Ozzy, fresh off of your also extremely fun fight with Gilbrock the Tongue, if you recall that. And with the same HP, rush into the room, and you see Kendoso and Honto, Blade out here, Alaris, Cassius near dead as well, and Harrigan is in the process of escaping.
Indeed, Bartleby is going to rush in and start bursting some heal spells, and I think I'll grab a whole slew of them.
Yeah. Well, bursting makes you feel good.
Bursting makes me feel good.
Cassius is going to look at Alaris and say,
"Yes, Seth, don't you shake your head at me. That was good. That was one that
quality.
I feel like I just stole right out of your pocket too. Right there. I just saw that trailer for the new Ghostbusters. Like technically, like Ghostbusters 5, right?
Was there a new trailer
yesterday when we were recording this? Yeah, I think.
I'll just roll it now. I'm just gonna burst all my heals out.
Okay,
let's see. We...
The reaction bursts to everybody.
Yeah. So 150 back to everybody.
What?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. How many rounds of bursting?
Three.
That's it. Only three? That seems like a lot.
I mean, Cassius is fine.
Yeah. Alaris is good.
Yeah.
Didn't Kandos think that was
still
gonna
like
happen.
Half health, but
yeah. So
some damage.
Yeah, Honto's still missing about 100.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We can battle medicine as well. Bartleby can do that, and Kendoso can also. Let's see. Bartleby is 31 medic, or 31 in medicine, and then Kendoso is 27. So Kendoso will battle medicine himself, I think. So,
well, feel free to start making these rolls. But yeah, what are you guys saying to one another? We talked about this beforehand, but which four do you want to send after Harrigan now to try and chase down the maddened former captain?
Well, Sharga coming into the room will immediately, first of all, do I see perchance Cassius's gun on the ground as I walk into the room?
I think you're standing over it. Yes.
Yeah, you can pick it up.
Okay, I'm careful to step on it. And
he's in manacles. The other side of the destroyed table here.
Okay, Sharga, horrified, sees the gun on the ground. Cassius, bound up, is going to pick up the gun and, of course, rush over to give it back to Cassius. What have they done to you, Captain? Tell me how to avenge you.
No, I'm not dead. But I appreciate the bloodlust. I don't know if you can break these? That would really be what I need now, is to not be tied up and bound. Usually I wouldn't mind a bit of this, but not right now.
Alaris is going to step in and say, can I try to pick the locks before we just go bashing at your wrists?
It is a fairly expensive set of manacles. I don't understand how higher level gold works in this system, but superior manacles like this, 5,000 gold pieces.
It also takes like six successes to pick the lock, if I understand correctly.
DC 42. It's like one of the most advanced pieces of mechanics in all of the shackles. Worth about a ship, you know?
I'm very flattered that he's used such a high-tech piece of equipment to keep me down, but I would like it off. So if you can unlock it, then by all means, give it a try.
I really wish that Legendary Thief had anything to do with unlocking things, but it does not.
No, but your skeleton key gives you a bonus, right?
Oh, that's true.
And I don't know.
I'm sorry, does Legendary Thief not have anything to do with thievery? The skill.
It has to do with stealing things.
But not lock picking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you could steal the plate armor off a guard if he didn't move.
Yeah.
Without them noticing.
It would take a minute. literally. But yeah. I could do it.
It's a wild thing.
Huh? What was that? I guess it was the wind. It's
suddenly breezy. It is very much like that.
You know, we joke about that, but there's like, you know, magicians that like heal watches off people all the time. And I say to myself, like, they must be stupid to heal this happening to them. But yeah, I guarantee I would have like a jacket off in like the same situation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, your pants would be around your ankles.
I'm chilly all the time. Yeah, no, belt definitely be off. I'd be
for sure.
I do have quick unlock if that matters at all, meaning I can unlock with one action instead of two. Do you want me to just roll some thievery checks?
You can, yeah. I imagine you will be able to get this in time. You do have to get a bunch of successes. With the skeleton key, does that include your bonus here? Because it is DC 42.
Nothing about it in the notes. But
I don't know. What's the bonus for the skeleton key?
I think sure. Depends on what level skeleton key it is. I think there are multiple kinds. And I think it can be anywhere from a +1 to a +2, depending on which you got.
Yeah, the base one's a +1, so these are two successes if that's the case.
Okay. Oh, no, that's a fail.
Alaris has a hero
and
point.
Another fail.
Never mind.
Does it have to be? Does it
oh
have
my
to be
gosh.
Oh no!
Three
Rebecca,
fours
why?
In a row.
Let's get all these fours out while we're just trying to pick a lock.
Why are you doing this? Yeah,
oh, no,
we're going down.
All right. So I imagine you're playing Sharga this week.
All right. Yeah. Sharga steps in and says, "This is taking too long," and goes to smash the manacles.
How
can I do
Alaris
so safely?
And yeah, how is Alaris and Sharga's relationship? Do they get along, or is she always trying to like take Alaris's position?
I think Sharga knows her place. I think Alaris maybe. They're very different roles, very different people. I don't know that they're friends.
Okay,
they seem kind of like foils to each other. You know?
Yeah,
they've got like opposite, like complementary, but sort of opposite approaches to some problem solving.
Right,
which is fun.
Yeah. a giant great axe comes down and smashes the manacles in two pieces, and you have
Bartleby cries out, "My money! our account!"
Oh, wait a second. Does Bartleby have like regeneration as a spell?
I do.
I don't think.
What if she cut my hands? No, cut my hands off.
Oh yeah, cut your hands off. Oh yeah, they'll grow back in like one round.
Please don't.
Chop his hands off.
Is that okay?
Yeah. It's two actions to cast regenerate.
Do you have mending instead?
Yeah, I was about to say it seems like a much. Just you know, spend some time replacing a piece of metal and
all right, listen
repair
here.
These later.
Chop off.
I want everyone in this room to understand that if nothing else, I am the greediest man in the shackles and would rather see my own hands cut off than 5,000 gold pieces go up in smoke.
I mean, like, if you just break it into two pieces, then Cassius is just wearing two kind of expensive bracelets.
Very.
Ooh,
I mean, they're
also
both,
a good
both
idea.
Both bracelet is 2,500 gold. It's very expensive.
I have a feeling that when it's not functioning as a manacle, the value probably drops pretty substantially.
Are you saying that if I divide my car in two, I can't sell one half and ride the other half like a motorcycle?
You just get like two motorcycles? Yeah.
Especially the half that doesn't have the gasoline tank. That's going to be a bad half. That's not.
I like the bracelet idea, though. I feel like that gives you street cred, you know? Like maybe it gives you a bonus to charisma or something, or intimidation.
Maybe Captain Cassius finally gets his nickname from this. Old Medical Hands.
He's already the Driftwood Pirate. I don't think he needs any more monikers.
That's
that are
your
based
old
off
nickname.
Of terrible things.
Now you're the Manacle Man.
The Manacle Man.
The Manacle Man. That's
Manacle Man. Yeah, we'll
that's
put it in the books.
Not great either.
We'll get back to it. We'll get back to it. Okay.
With parts made in Japan.
Does whatever a manacle can.
I am the Manacle Man.
We can rebuild the manacles. We can make them stronger.
Regardless, Cassius will say, the coward Hierigan has run off, and it looks like he's decided that flying be his best way to escape. So anyone that can harness the power of flight, you're going to have to come with me.
Bartleby is basically tapped out on spells that are helpful for healing, but will cast heroism on the captain and the Sharga, I think. Wait, Seth, who are you taking up?
I mean, Ozzy has no beef against Harrigan, so.
Honto, you going up? You want to? Mm-hmm. Honto, do you want to ride on a dragon?
He could, but...
Right on up, right on
Honto,
up.
Honto can also jump absurdly high far, and he could also fly if he really wants to.
Okay.
So it sounds like we're just switching out a Sharga then, is that right?
Just Sharga.
Okay. I'll put heroism on the Sharga, and... Sorry, Captain. I believe in you in other ways. On Honto.
But not this
man.
Way.
Man! I gotta erase my note.
I'm saying if I have any other buffs that I could put on you.
You have a spell called Don't Shackle Me Again?
Oh, gosh. I already spent both of my freedom of movements. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were well.
How big a dragon are you making yourself, Endo? So?
I will be...
After we go through the staircase, though.
Right, yeah, before... right, once I'm outside.
Not letting Patrick you trap... I'm not letting Patrick trap you in here.
I'll be huge once I'm outside. I mean, I wasn't able to transform last week because it was not big enough to support a huge creature. And if you don't fit in the room, then the spell fails. And
you can't choose your,
my gosh.
You can't choose your size category.
No. Nah. Well, I mean, you could, but like then your AC is like
lesser dragon.
Oh, very easy to hit.
That makes sense. You would just get the crap beat out of you. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So. As you're getting ready to head out here, I think some of the townspeople are being, unshackled. They do seem like they're slipping in and out of consciousness, including old Jima Nadia, who seems to call out in almost a dreamlike manner. No! No!
Alaris is going to turn to Cassius, sensing some potential hesitation from him as he's leaving his family behind, to comfort him and say, "You helped me save my family once. I will help yours now." And she will go and try to unlock their manacles. Maybe I'll have better luck with theirs.
They are not $5,000.
They're not all $1 billion manacles.
Yeah, no, his personal budget. I think he probably found these. I don't think he bought these. So these are ancient looking manacles. Right. So as the four of you head up into the tower, indeed, you come to a spire above the third floor of Fortress Harrigan, kind of looking out over the southern wall of the fortress. And you see against the dying orange and pink embers of the distant horizon here, lanterns lighting up on the deck of the Wormwood in the bay. Perhaps the shadows of figures in the rigging. And you watch as the sails are beginning to become set.
Is Harrigan trying to escape?
On his old ship.
Was nobody else? Oh, okay. Well, let's head there.
If you could not stop him last week, the crew you left behind is definitely not stopping him. Yeah, as you guys take off, Dragon Doso forming into a giant leathery winged creature.
And so forth.
It won't take you very long to reach them, but yes, as you leave Alaris, you comforting the ancient Nadia, you hear her say, "Don't kill my sweetness. Please do not hurt. No, Cassius. No, no." Indeed, it's only a minute or so later as you're taking to the sky here on watery, on leather wing, once more setting down your feet on the deck of the Wormwood.
I would like to establish that Honto has used the purple stone of Ligurney. I don't think I've ever actually gotten information as to what the orange stone does for me, but I know that the purple one can make me invisible. So I'm going to cast invisibility on myself before we hit touchdown.
Thank you, Seth. The minor aspect of the orange stone is energy resistance of fire and electricity, so not like super useful here, but you can also use it to get the greater flaming quality, greater weapon flaming. Quality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your fist can light on fire. It's not it's not super weak to fists. Okay. All right. Don't have a true sight here. All right. Let me take us to a map of the Wormwood. Been a while since we used this map. As you all touch down here, I need to go back to that part in my notes. As you touch down, Harrigan does seem to have some some bandages on him as well. You see also the still shocked and feather ruffled warrior women who seem to be guarding him on the faux castle, the aft of the ship as well, maybe at arrow point, causing the crew to go through their taking off preparations, their sail setting. Harrigan calls out to you and says, "You want another chance, eh? Another shot at me? Didn't I prove that was worthless? If you let me go, Cassius, you will escape with your life. The prophecy be damned, because I'm going to kill you first if you stay. And I'm going to kill every soul aboard this ship that raises a finger against me."
Harrigan, you're just a deranged man who doesn't know that your time here is over. You had your chance. You're going to regret not finishing me back at your castle.
It's fitting. We're back here on the deck of my old ship. These wooden boards have tasted your blood before, and we'll swab the deck of your dirty sea witch blood again, Vel. Let's finish this.
The bullet wounds are still in him. They're not gone, but yeah, he's maybe healed up slightly since you got a little bit of healing yourself. Let's roll into initiative turn order. You still got a lot of damage on him.
Oh no,
Rebecca! It's don't not... say this. Oh God,
the strong don't get to go first.
I'm going to utilize stealth if I can.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, despite my terrible initiative roll, as I roll my initiative, I would like to use battle cry to attempt to demoralize Harrigan.
Yep.
So 46 to demoralize.
A little bit better than your initiative check. Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Cassius even calls out, "Oh, Harrigan, look!" And he points back at Charga, "I brought the big one this time."
And she just stares menacingly and growls.
"I don't really know who that is. I'm not going to lie. And also a dragon? I guess I'm more... I was focused on the dragon."
"This is a... Ever played a game, mate? This is what we call the second phase of the boss. Except I'm the boss in this case."
Well,
wouldn't you also call it a ringer?
Call it the ringer, yeah.
Well,
I don't know if I understood. I don't know if I understand that. Where did the term ringer come from?
Oh, sounds like something that would come from horseshoes for some reason.
That or boxing,
like ringing somebody's bell, maybe.
Yeah, like the bell ringer.
But I do want to say horseshoes sounds familiar.
Horseshoes do sound familiar.
Oh,
they sound like ding, ding, ding. That's what they sound like.
It looks like it comes from a ring in, as in. Like you ring in someone else into a boxing match, perhaps.
Or wrestling.
Ringer, ring in. Well, yeah, probably.
It's like when you tag in Austin Creed in the New Day.
Yeah, I just imagine from the time this came in, it was probably like the type of boxing, British boxing, where it's like fisticuffs.
And then AJ Styles comes in and he jumps off the top rope and he just whams you with his big...
Oh, not AJ Styles, ew.
The mustaches were insane. All right, well, appropriately enough, Cassius Vell... At the top of the initiative turn order here with a...
Then I'm going to make the whole 40. Sharga comment part of a bon mot.
We brought the big one. And also this huge dragon.
I failed, listeners. I'm thinking about re-rolling it right off the bat because I kind of need it. I don't know. We already fought him. There's no saves, right? He just... It punches me in the face. Yeah, I'm going to re-roll it.
He had something that made you fortitude save.
Did he? I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was the enfeeblement thing. That's fine.
It was a...
Oh, 40. 19 on the die. 48. That's a success.
This is against his will? That is indeed just a success.
I'm going to then use a move action, and I would like to... He's above me, right? Because he's up on the aft.
Yes, he's up at the wheel of the Wormwood. I've set you guys down here, right in the middle, right behind the main mast, where Some of you've been lashed before and seen many lashed before.
Probably been like 120 episodes or more since we've discovered this, since we've discussed the fo'castle.
Fo'castle?
Fo'castle.
Fo'castle. Fo'castle.
I would like to begin climbing up the Wormwood's rigging.
A classic move.
With just a single move action, my speed is 50 feet at this point in time.
Okay. So you can fly straight up 25?
Perfect.
Okay.
And
you see Itchy Too Greg up there, you know, doing the rigging. He's like, oh, hello, Captain.
And what else do I need to do?
I might have swore my fealty back to Harrigan. I apologize, but if you win, going right back to you.
I will make you take. I will make that a whole ceremony. You realize that?
Sorry.
I'll accept your apology if I'm still alive enough to do so.
Yeah, no, I thought you were very dead when I saw him coming out flying as you were.
Understandably so.
And I guess I need to get closer. But I don't really want to right now.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to hold. I'm just going to wave my third action, I guess. I don't think I have another thing I can do. And I really don't want to be the first one to run up in that whole thing.
All right. Next in the turn order is Invisible Honto. Oh, no.
Okay. I am going to attempt to sneak. Now, invisibility, does it give a plus 10?
Might be thinking of some... Yeah, some Pathfinder 1E bonuses. Yeah,
I might be thinking about that.
You're undetected, unless someone actively seeks for you.
Oh, so I don't even have to make a stealth check?
Unless, well, you can if you would like to make that even harder for someone to sneak.
I have swift sneak, so like I can literally stealth and move my full speed anyway. So.
Then there's no reason not to. Yeah, that's a very...
Say 46.
Yeah, okay. Once again, someone would have to be actively seeking you again if these devilish ladies can even attempt to see you. Oh, I don't think so.
I literally rolled a 19.
Oh, well, I don't think they have any kind of true scene or anything.
Mm.
So you're sneaking right up to Harrigan?
I am, yes.
Okay. What's coming next?
I am going to do a 1-inch punch.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what this... Like, if I'm undetected, do I get flat-footed bonus? Is that what it is, or...?
Yes.
Literally flat-footed, and that's it? Ugh, that's rough. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
It's a hit.
But that's not a crit.
No, 15 on the dice, though. You have punched him. You an inch punched him.
I mean, the odds are I'm going to roll worse if I try to re-roll that, so.
Yeah, I would just take the damage at this point.
I'll just take the damage. Oh, good. Thank you, 1-inch punch. That's super handy. That's 23 piercing damage.
23?
Nine?
Sorry, 29.
Okay.
I subtracted 3 instead of adding 3.
I was like, that punch sucks.
I know the roll was a little low on the damage, but it wasn't a negative 3, Matt.
I did 1 damage. I healed him.
All right, so he sees you right next to him after that. Mm-hmm. It's just regular invisibility. Okay. And he's like, oh, you! I thought I put you down already, Mr. Honto. It's going to happen again to ya. It's his turn. Oh, wait, you still have an action, right?
No, I used 2 actions to do 1-inch punch. That's not a 1 action move.
Okay. Yeah, it is his turn immediately after you. Because I also rolled... 37 for Mr. Harrigan. So we're going to try our slash and slam with the scimitar here. Okay. 6 and a natural 20.
Are you literally just rolling to make sure you don't get a 1?
Yeah, I mean, it is a hit, but also I've got a
crit. That's what he's rolling for. It's not.
Well, no, he rolled a crit on a 2 last session.
I definitely didn't roll a crit on a 2, but I rolled a hit.
I rolled a hit. Did.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, you absolutely did.
Unless your AC is like 28, that is not possible.
No, you rolled like a 6 and a 2, and you said they were both crits on the last episode. I guarantee you. Like, you didn't say the numbers that you rolled, but those were the numbers you rolled.
Oh, okay. Well, this 6 is definitely not a crit, but the 20 is. And I'll roll some damage here. If you would like to go ahead and roll the fortitude save, right? Is there a fortitude save with this? Maybe I'm thinking of something else. No, that was the punish imperfection.
Is there a save?
No, this just gives you stunned 2 as...
Oh, and I can't do anything about it.
Let's see. Yeah, but both have to hit, I guess. So it does have to be a 1 if
I see.
For this not to work.
Okay.
Let me roll some damage. So it's 30 points of slashing from the blade. The critical dagger is 46 points of slashing damage, and there's nothing special about the dagger except it's a returning dagger, right? Yeah, no additional critical or anything there. And then he's going to fly up to get kind of even Stevens with Cassius. Even Stevens. I've got a whole bunch of warrior women in the form of, these guys are using the Devil Fiend, the Munagola. They're joining this fight. They only attacked our friend Candoso last time.
And here's hoping they don't recognize me.
I mean, they see a big dragon, but one of them is basically going to go to all of you right now. Does dragon form have an attack of opportunity? No.
Do I get an attack of opportunity since I haven't acted yet? No.
You would, but they're moving just straight up to you. They're not moving past a threatened square. We'll make some flaming great axe attacks.
I love that this is a consistent theme where Rebecca just asks if she can just hit people for free.
Okay, it's...
You'd think I would remember after playing...
No, I mean, if you know, I want to hit people for free.
Yeah, I do.
I just don't ask because my hopes are down.
They've not rolled great here. The highest is a 6 against Dragon Doso. Does that hit?
No, that's off by 1. 37.
12 on the dice. Okay. Then they've all missed their first attack. They could roll a 20. Oh, this natural 1 was against you, Cassius. This one flew.
Oh, well, then I'm going to stab them.
That makes sense. Makes sense.
Opportune riposte. Always joy.
Oh, I rolled it.
I rolled a 3 on the dice, so never mind.
That is a hit.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah.
By Nirvana.
21. Wow, 2 1s on the damage dice. 21 points of damage.
Okay. Yes, this one is bloodied. It seemed like they're still heavily affected from the previous fight with Candoso throwing all the spells he could at them. I've rolled an 18 on this one, second attack against Cassius Vell.
What's the move speed on these things?
They are also, I mean, they're natural flyers, so far and fast. I don't know.
They're mean.
What is your armor class?
It's pretty low because I don't think I ever really took care of Cassius's armor. 36.
Okay, this 18 just manages to hit with a flaming great axe as it's coming at you. A couple 8s on 2d12. It's going to be 29 points of slashing damage. Is Cassius good? It's good.
Yeah.
Good guy. It's goody. He's also taking some evil.
Oh, I see. No, I'm not a good guy.
4 points of flame damage then. And we are on to Dragon Doso.
Yay, that's me. All right, let's see. So I've got a few folks that are in range of me. I suppose it would be rude not to bite the one who just attacked me. So I will. I think I'll start with a bite, a dragon jaw attack, and then maybe move on to a claw attack. Jaw attack, 34 to hit.
That is against them a hit. Yeah, sorry, Tyler, take that damage back. I didn't realize how. I forgot you're also up in the
25
air.
25 feet up in the air? Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Well, I was about to say, they were starting on the foe castle, but I think they still need to raise up 10 feet, so I think I would only be able to get to you in 2 move actions. Foe castle's only like 10 feet up in the air, so. Sorry,
Bert. No worries.
Sure. How much damage are we talking about for?
It'll be 22 one? Piercing and 11 electricity.
What? Hold on. 22 and 11 is often 33.
I rolled very high on my electricity damage. That was...
Ooh, okay. All right. That one is still alive, but is very hurt and maybe is seen through. It's like, yeah, it lets out like a, no, it's you.
No, I made a mistake. This electricity, no. And a claw attack. Rake across the tummy. Only a 33.
And that is enough to drop this one because that's a ton of damage on that as well.
Holy
gosh. Throwing out like 60 points of damage right then and there.
Third action. Let's step towards this one over here.
I suppose I could reach out and fight her. I think you've got range. Yeah. You're 15 foot tall.
I suppose I could just bite. So
or attack
my. Let's see. I got reach with my tail or my wing. Do I want tail or wing? I think I'm gonna since this one's kind of behind me. I'm gonna swing with a tail and whap.
Tail whip this person.
Critical hit.
Won't you burn? You're the man.
Critical.
That one's got to be dead. That one's
a whipping
be dead.
On the wormwood. You guys, this is a throwback episode if I've ever heard one.
So I guess we go with the critical damage there. 42 points of damage.
Ouch! It's still alive.
Oh,
but barely.
Oh,
okay.
That's my fault for not doing enough damage when I stabbed her.
Free action. I roar loudly.
I don't know how free that is, but it's definitely cool. Sharga, natural one on the initiative turn order, but yes,
Sharga indeed. Is feeling very inspired, standing next to this giant dragon, and
some dragons are cool.
Just take these things out. She wants to try to do the same. Is the one next to her up in the air right now?
Just on the stairs, so it's slightly above you, but yes, yeah, it's flying down to attack you.
Okay, are they in reach of me or no?
Yeah, they're within 5 foot.
Okay, I'm going to enter a rage and strike at it with my great axe then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. It's a 41 to hit. 42 to hit because of heroism.
Oh, that's a critical hit.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bartleby.
It does 84 okay. slashing damage.
Yeah, it's dead. That's another one dead.
Yay.
They maybe
Thanks
didn't
for the
heal
inspiration,
up.
Inspiration, Dragon.
They didn't heal up as Dragon much as so. Harrigan did. Second action?
With that, I am going to... That was two actions, right?
Rage and attack?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Did you take any of your rage actions for free as you raged?
No, because I didn't have any to take. Okay, I
only have.
I would argue that attacking expensive. Is a rage action.
Yeah, but it costs but one it costs action. An action. To do
yeah, but action. When you rage, you attack. It's like part of the same thing, right?
That All would right. be a very good rage free ability is to make like one free attack. Like you have haste on that first round.
Oh, please. They don't need help. Barbarians don't need help.
I sincerely wish that I had reach because then I would strike at that other one. But alas, I do not. So I guess I am going to just take a step forward.
I think to get reach, you would need a greater great axe.
So yep, so this one is...
This one's 25 feet up with me.
Yeah, do you want to fly up to it?
Oh, well, I can't because I don't have my wings sprouted. I could have sprouted wings as part of my rage action. Can I retroactively do that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll fly up and...
How long do your wings last?
Until my rage ends.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. That is turn one. Cassius Bell, we're back to you.
Let's start with a... All right, I'm going to use my Drifter's Juke. This is two actions where I make a step and then a strike with a melee weapon, which I'm going to do against the Demon Bird.
Mm-hmm.
I hit and do 28 points of damage.
That's the third one dead.
Yay.
Yeah,
and
yeah, Kandoso did a number on them. I mean, I know they took down Kandoso, but they were almost all dead.
And then I get to make another step, and then I can take another strike. This one has to be ranged, and there is only one person in range.
Harrigan.
I'm going to make a ranged attack with my gun. I'm going to make it a part of a finisher. And I'm going to use my brand new finisher called Perfect Finisher. Perfect Finisher allows me to roll this attack twice and take the better result.
a hero point finisher, but better? A lucky finisher?
A lucky finisher. So first, second. Oh my gosh, doesn't matter how many finishers you use if you whiff. All right, I rolled a 7 and a 2. Neither of those are going to hit.
Whang! Rip right through the aft sail, narrowly missing another crew member. That's your turn. Honto, stunned too. You've got an action here, and you've got one of the only remaining warrior women not dying on the deck here. It's right next to you. What would you like to do?
I guess I should probably just attack. Let's just do a typical flurry. Say 46.
You sound a little roomy right now. Are you on your...
Do I?
Can you tap that mic?
Tap the mic?
Yeah. Okay. Good. I want to make sure. I think you're just...
Does this sound okay?
That's some Seth, quality ASMR right there.
Seth, I think you're just hot.
I think
it's a little... Like I think it's a little too hot where you're at.
Ooh, I'm getting hot. Ooh. Get the tingles.
Hold on. I'm going to go from the right to the left.
Oh, ugh. Gosh. Please stop. Nails on the chalkboard. It's awful.
It's more like
all right, Seth, now I want you to talk
about sand. Yeah, I don't know why your audio quality seemed to change there for a moment.
Is it better now?
I think you are just a little hot. Maybe a setting got fudged.
Did a setting get fudged? One moment.
I can see on the wavelengths that you're... No, that was you rubbing the things.
That was peaking the audio? Really?
It does look like the microphone got turned up a little bit. One sec. Oh, it's adjusting on its own. Gross.
Okay, that sounds normal.
Is this better?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, I guess... Okay. What if I did
this?
Not deafening like it was second ago.
It was
real hot. Okay, go.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm glad I'm not going crazy because I was like, what happened?
Okay.
I don't think it was like that earlier.
Okay, do you want to start my turnover then?
We'll see how bad that is in the outcome because I might might stay in. But no, it is your turn. You've got an action. You've got this thing in front of you. What would you like to do?
We're going to do a flurry of blows. And it looks like the first attack comes up with a 46.
Okay, critical hit.
Okay, let me just click that roll critical damage button.
Unstop.
And then let's just do attack the second.
Oh my god.
Come on.
Critical hit.
Come on.
You roll what, a 17?
Why against this weenie? Man's juicing.
Did like everybody crit on these guys?
I think maybe. Okay, so that's 62 and 62. Both are 62, so that's 124 damage to this peon.
Yeah, you could have like taken one of these out by yourself with a full round of attacks. They were really there to guard the prisoners and if need be, step in. But, well, you don't have to worry about them anymore because they are all dying. Dead.
That's the one action I have for that turn.
Harrigan is still up, still alive, and indeed is going to fulfill his promise to go right for Cassius Vel.
Please, I would like you to roll a 1 on me once. That wasn't like the peon one, but like with Harrigan, so I can be like,
I bet you would. We're going to use an ability that we didn't even use.
Don't you dare.
Last time.
Okay. Never mind.
Just called Swift Slash. He, like you, he gets to make a move action and a strike in the same action. So he's going to fly up to you. So you both are about 25 feet up. And
that's not as good as 2 attacks for one
slash.
Action.
Ugh. 2 on the dice. Not a critical miss. Not a miss. Just a hit. 32 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
We're going to try the same thing we just tried on Honto. He's going to try and cut some tendons, cut some very important muscles to try and maybe cut your wings. See if you can stop flying here and stun
Doesn't
you to
have,
the ground.
Doesn't he have like wings made out of water?
They're celestial wings.
They're magical.
Okay.
They're magical.
It's not like they have their own hit points.
So 2 attacks with his stunning attack. I guess this will be at the second and third attacks. So second is going to be a hit. The third does not, though. A five on the dice on the third one is a miss. So this doesn't go off.
What kind of damage are we looking at, though?
Yeah, so you're not stunned. Just another sword swipe.
Okay.
Another 32 points of slashing damage. And that is Harrigan's turn.
It's like, brah! You will die, Cassius, if I have my way.
Very original, you know, combat trash talk that I've...
Harrigan. Sounds cool if I say it in this voice. It doesn't matter what I say. Me make you have big boo-boo. Cassius.
That's Sharga just now?
Did thou break my manacles? They're very expensive. I hate you for that.
Hey, Harrigan, look. It just like jangles his wrists.
Those were my father's manacles.
Well, it wasn't my fault. She broke them.
And he points at Sharga.
If you're mad at anyone, you should really go after her, mate.
Dragon Doso. Jabert.
Oh, sorry. Did you say my name?
It is Jabert's turn, yes.
Tis my name, and tis my old captain standing right next to me. I'm going to bite Harrigan, if I'm able.
And I mean old.
And I mean old captain. Jaw bite.
Bop. Honk.
41 to hit?
That is a miss.
Ooh, goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Then I barf up electricity on him.
No.
Yeah. Let's try that instead.
Reflex safe.
Yeah, breath weapon. It's a DC 37.
Fail.
Oh, opportunistic two on the dice.
No.
For 48 points of damage.
Oh, okay, that's not that bad. Oh, gosh. That was going to be a lot more.
I mean, if you rolled a one, it'd be a lot more.
I mean, he's bloodied after this. He's back to where he was before with, you know, the bullet holes, many bullet holes and punches and things. That is your turn, Sharga. We're back to you.
All right. Sharga is going to fly over to flank with... Can I flank with Candoso if I get on this side?
You can. This will probably provoke an attack of opportunity if you're okay
with
that.
That's okay.
All right. He's gonna try and slash at you as you fly by him in the air. 10 on the dice. What is your armor class?
35 right now.
We're back to critical hit territory. 10 on the dice. So I'll do some quick damage.
What kind of damage is it?
Slashing. Critical hit is 58 points of slashing damage.
All right,
and you're flanking with Dragon Doso beneath you, almost, you know, down on the deck still. What would you like to do with your second action?
With my second action, I will strike with my great axe.
Ooh,
46 yes. To hit.
That is a hit.
Yay! That does 41 slashing damage. Actually, okay. It would be a 47 to hit, if that mattered. 41 slashing
damage. No. We're in 50s territory for crits. The crits. How much damage?
41 slashing.
Okay. Alrighty.
And I will
third action.
Strike again. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I can do. So. Oh, natural 20.
Yeah. That'll hit and crit. 43 here.
Oh my gosh.
So what is that? 87 slashing damage?
It'll be a little shorter fight than last week.
Yeah.
87?
Yeah.
Yo ho ho. He's still up. That's a lot of damage in one turn.
Take us home, Captain. Take us home.
Cassius Vell, we're on to you. No, maybe not. Maybe just be cool.
Maybe not. All right, well, let's start with a Bon. I'll say Bon Mo or Bon Ma, whatever it is actually.
Don't let Drew.
I know Drew got to me yesterday. I always call it Bon Mot because I just enjoy that. And Drew had to bring me down a peg.
Don't listen yesterday. To Drew.
It's Bon Mot. That's how it's said in this universe.
Yep.
Oh, this they haven't invented French yet.
I don't know if 41 makes it.
Against Will DC?
Yes.
I believe that is just a success.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And we are going to, I think, do the same thing. We're going to do Drifter's Juke one more time, where I'm going to step and then make a melee attack with the cutlass.
You can step to the north and flank.
I can step to the north. Oh, I didn't think.
Flank with Sharga.
I'll just be underneath the dragon. Is that how I'm? Is that what we're doing? Is that how we're seeing that?
I mean, you're high above the dragon, but yes.
Okay. I still think I missed. I rolled a 9 on the dice for a 38.
Even with flanking, that is going to miss. Yes. Okay. I'm going to punish you for the miss.
Fair enough.
Kane, I have to make an attack roll. Slashes out at you to punish the imperfection. A's a reaction and is going to make this unarmed strike. Go ahead. I've hit. Make me a fortitude save. It's 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
It's a miss. Or it's a fail on the fort.
Nope. It's a critical fail. Enfeebled 4. Enfeebled 4. Mm-hmm. You feel a little weak after he indeed claps you across the face. You're going to have to do better than that, Vel.
Cassius spins around, maybe taking the momentum of the punch. He just kind of goes with it, allows himself to step another 5 feet, and then as he's spinning, pulls the gun around and says, well, then let me try it this way. And fires the gun.
Guns aren't affected by enfeeblement. Oh, no.
And this is going to be a part of a finisher again. The perfect one, so I get to roll twice here.
Right, if you're low on both of these. Ooh. Tyler.
Yeah. And I think I got 2 misses.
11 and a 13. Fortunately, he's not flanking with a range shot. These are indeed 2 misses. And we're on to Honto. Am I going to get another turn to try and kill Cassius?
Trying to figure out which of 2 actions I should take.
All of your actions so back now.
How high up is he from me? Because I'm 10 feet off the middle of the deck.
15.
Okay. Would you say I could jump over to him from here?
I imagine you could jump to the rigging on his level. I'm just assuming at this point I'm not going to be made a fool of again and underestimate your jumping ability at level 16.
I literally
16.
Tripled the result of my athletics for how many feet I jump.
Yeah.
So I'll just do that real quick. Okay, so I can jump... What is that, 105 feet this turn?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
From a standstill. That's just the thing I can do now.
So you're...
Can your jump exceed your movement?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's nuts.
Well, actually, you know what? I don't know if it can. So if that's the case, I'm capped at 65.
Okay. Well, that's more than enough to...
Still leap. Insanity!
I'm flying at him...
You can leap in the position Cassius was if you want to flank with Sharga. Just grab a lot of the rigging.
Sure.
To steady yourself.
And then I'll do a key flurry. Just get that extra chance in there. It's a 48 to hit.
That is a hit.
18 on the dice.
And I guess a 42 before flanking.
That is also a hit.
Okay. Yeah. An
important flurry.
And it was perhaps one of the most important flurries I've done. Let me double check, because I think I need to roll a bunch of extra damage here, actually.
I'll do the math on how much he has left. Which is always a fun number.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's right. It's an additional 10d6 total.
What? Okay. All right, maybe don't even have to roll that. 10d6?
Okay, so...
Oh my god, you rolled so good on the d6, too. Jeez Louise.
So that's a total of 97 force damage from the key flurry.
Okay, well, he had 60 left. I was looking at, like, 50-something on the board. So I was like, maybe he lives. No, you punch him out. He drops to the deck. You hear a sickening crack as he falls, bleeding out on the deck of his old ship, the Wormwood. And we're out of combat.
High fives.
I think, actually, Hunter's just going to watch him fall to the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he just stares.
He looks so small down there. You know, he used to be up on the top deck, glaring down at you all. You weren't even allowed to look at him. And now he's just like coughing up blood. See, there's definitely some broken bones.
Candoso is going to transform back into a human, and I think it will cast Stabilize, because the old woman did tell us don't kill the man. And I've learned to listen to old women who tell you what is cryptic things.
I learned that as a child. It's called respecting your elders.
Yeah.
He's lucid here from the blood loss, and also after, you know, healing up, taking like 600 points of damage over these two combats. You guys really goofed him up a couple times here. Indeed, he's looking up at Cassius, still floating above him. He says,
"Cassius, wings have seen before. This isn't over. You've still got Bone Fist, or else."
He begins to fade out a little bit, maybe falls unconscious. But instead of, indeed, a swan song, a gurgling of last words, that you're able to stop, stave off death. There's like a shadow that has just grown over the ship, but you realize it's the last light of the day has escaped from underneath the cove mountains to the west. As you're plunged into darkness, save for the ship's lights, and have captured once more the Wormwood and taken out its former captain, Captain Barnabas Harrigan.
Barnabas Harrigan.
I think Honto's going to drop down next to this motionless body now.
Very broken body.
Does he have...
I don't think he did a lot of lashing himself. It was Mr. Plug mostly, but he...
That's true.
He has magical items galore. including some that could be really useful to some of you. He's got just straight up winged boots. He's got them flying boots that you hear so much about.
But he loves them flying boots.
Feeling that.
Apparently these cast feather fall on you when you fall, so he gently lands on the deck. He like slowly drifts down like a feather.
But by the feet. So, like, since he's unconscious, like, it stops his feet, and then his head does a pendulum swing down and hits the deck instead.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it's very comfortable.
Failing that, then, how about the box that Honto spent a few days in?
Yeah, what's in the box?
Yeah, there's still a timeout zone on the Wormwood. I don't think maybe this chest over here, right underneath the top deck.
I think Honto looks like he's going to do something to Harrigan, but then he instead just kind of purposefully marches over to that thing, and then he throws it as hard as he can into the ocean.
All bad eggs.
The cycle has been broken. The captain has been broken. And book 5 has been broken by you all.
Not been breaked.
We're going to talk about what has happened now that you've captured Harrigan, captured Fort Harrigan, and taken out this perpetual thorn in your guys' side for several books here. We're going to talk about that on the next adventure here on Dead Men Roll No Crits. But we're also going to talk about leveling up next week, because we got a number of levels to go still. And it seems like so quickly, it seems like leveling up. Yeah, I wanted to get to 17 before the end of the book, and I didn't space it out well enough. That's on me, but sorry to go like 3 episodes ago after this super fight to leveling up again. But I hope you like leveling up, because we got 3 more levels after this in book 6.
I hate it. I don't want any levels.
It's so much when you have 2 characters too.
When I was like level 2, I was like, yeah, level 3. But now that I'm like, now that we're like level 16, I'm like, oh my God, I have so many things to keep track of.
Enough.
Don't make me do it.
Yeah. And this is going to be brand new territory for us, because I've never GM'd book 6 of this campaign. I think we talked about, we got to killing Harrigan, and it felt very much like the end of the adventure when we first played it. So we're like, yeah, we're pretty good. Let's go on and play Kingmaker or something. But oh no, there is a lot of plot threads, a lot of mysteries, and a lot of action in book 6. I'm very excited to get to starting next week, unless we have a special episode or something. That's gonna do it for us here, guys. Thanks for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Listeners, thanks for listening. Patreon Pirates, Freebie Captains, and we will catch you on the next week's episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Yar.
Yar.
Yar. Yar.